Great. So thank you so much for joining us today for our Master Recruiter Club call for the month of February. And today we have a very special treat. I know a lot of you have been really looking forward to this call. We had several messages just, you know, this morning, Kim, of people saying, oh, my gosh, please be sure you record this call. I don't want to miss it. But I love Kim Rogney is a full-time recruiter with a Remax office up in Wisconsin. They're actually the number one Remax office there in the state of Wisconsin. And Kim does a fantastic job with them as the recruiter. She's been with them for just a few years. But one of the things that Kim started doing a little bit over a year ago was really incorporating the BombBomb videos into her recruiting to build relationships and just create awareness in the market. You know, without going into a lot of detail, because I want Kim to really tell you about how she uses BombBomb and the impact it's had, I think you'll see that Kim's had a significant increase in her recruiting efforts and her awareness in the marketplace because of who she is. So Kim's going to talk to you about how often her BombBomb videos go out, when, what she says, how it's helped her in her recruiting. But then again, you know, Kim is a full-time recruiter, so if you've got a question that you'd like to ask Kim about her recruiting, I'm sure she'd be willing to share any of her great tips with you. So without any further delay, Kim, let me turn it over to you and I want you to tell everybody what you do and give them a few tips for increasing their recruiting for 2015.
Thanks, Judy. I appreciate it. So,
sure.
Yes, and I do only use BombBomb. It's the only product that I know. I don't know if there's other video email providers out there, so I am speaking just on that behalf, if that makes sense, because it's the only experience I know. So, in a nutshell, BombBomb is like any other sort of mass email product. Like if some of you have heard about Constant Contact or MailChimp, or there's a lot of different ones out there. But they specifically created it for video email. The nice part about it is it's very similar to any sort of mass emailing product that you use, because the whole reason you want to use that kind of product is it doesn't automatically put people's emails in spam. And especially when you're sending video or any sort of links or anything like that, if you're not using an actual third-party product, the email will end up going into spam. So that's the advantage of it. The other advantage of it is there are tons of templates in the system, whether it's a general happy birthday or just, you know, a seasonal template. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to waste your time trying to be like this master, you know, person creating, you know, something that looks pretty. So it's easy. The other thing about using the BombBomb product is that you don't have to send video. So you can use the product so many different ways, though I do like doing the video, as some of you may know, but you don't have to. So if you just want to send information or a link to something, you can use it that way as well. So that's a little plug for BombBomb. Ways to use BombBomb, honestly, are both the retention side and the recruiting side. So the retention side, obviously, you can use it as your mass email form, all company messaging, you know, which can, like I said, it can include video or it doesn't have to include video. You can, what I like about it is, whether you're using it retention-wise or recruiting-wise, is you can see who has opened it. So, yes, you know, Big Brother is watching. I know exactly who has opened it. I know who has watched the video. I know if I've included a PDF link or if I've included a website link, I know who has clicked on it. So what it does for me is, one, internally, I know how much involvement, if I'm trying to get a message out retention purpose-wise or an all-company meeting, you know, that's coming up, I know how many people have opened it. I know if I need to resend it because we haven't had enough opens. That's great. On the recruiting side, how I utilize that tool is it guides me on who I may be calling that week. If I see somebody that I've been working on recruiting has watched my video 1, 2, 3 times, I instantly have already been connected with them because it's a visual, it's a facial. So when I'm calling them, it's like I had already called them three times prior to that because they just watched my video. So a lot of times I will, before I make calls for the week, I will look to see who's been engaged with the information I have been sending them. So a little bit on some of the systems that I've put together is anytime that I set an appointment, I have a template email with a video that is going out that confirms the appointment. Okay, so it's a general video. So I'm not necessarily saying, you know, hey, Judy, can't wait to meet with you. No, so that I don't need to recreate it, I'm saying, I can't wait to have our appointment. You know, I look forward to meeting. I've attached a couple of links to some information about our company. Look forward to meeting with you. And then in the body of the email, I'll confirm the actual time and date.
A couple days. People did inspection yesterday. You want to check with me, let's say Wednesday, I'll tell you what the status is.
So, again, if you're on the call, please hit star 6. Whoever's talking right now, please hit star 6. Or you will be forced to do a video.
That's right. Sorry.
Right,
Tim, keep going.
Okay, so the systems. We talked about, okay, when I set an appointment, I already have a template in my BombBomb that's confirming the appointment, and I include also some links to company information, maybe some statistical information, because I'm with RE/MAX. I know all these agents or these, you know, brokers and or recruiters may not be with RE/MAX, but if you have any sort of company, you know, links to technology, that's a great thing to put in there. And you will know. You will know when you meet with them if they clicked on it. So that can guide you maybe on some of the questions you ask them. Then what I'll do is I also have another template, which is a follow-up to the interview. Now, in this case, I am changing the video, but the template itself, if I'm including links or any information, is already in there. When I do the follow-up to the interview, the nice part is I can recap, you know, maybe the top three things that were important to them. So remember, you said this, this, and this were important. If you recall, we talked about this. These are the systems we have here and how you can make more money if you're with us. And then I have another template in there that's a before signing an agent, because when they're coming in, they're so incredibly nervous. You know, that's just, again, I'm confirming our appointment. Can't wait to meet with you. I've included some information to help with your transition. And what I did is I created like a before moving checklist, an after moving checklist, and the top things to do within your first 30 days of your move checklist. But the beauty of the BombBomb video email is, one, I have a video, and any document that you create, you can create a PDF of it, include it in the email, and you know if they've clicked on it and opened it. So then I know that they're reading the information. The other thing is, this is really cool, and I love this for recruiting, is every email that you create in BombBomb creates its own hyperlink. So it creates its own landing page where you can retype that hyperlink, the HTTP, whatever it is. You can retype that or copy and paste it and put it in a Facebook message, or a lot of times I will also text it. So they will actually be able to get that in a link versus an email. So if I know that the person hasn't opened it, which I recently had this with somebody who I had a meeting with, I texted them. I said, hey, maybe your email, sometimes my email gets thrown into spam. Here's a link to the email that I just sent you. So, and then obviously for Facebook messaging, if you haven't connected with somebody, it's just kind of a sneaky way to get them your content or your information. So that's another really cool tool within there. Videos can also, and this is a little technical, videos can also be uploaded from your BombBomb to YouTube. So for everybody that's on the call, if you want to see what sort of videos I do, if you just go to YouTube and search Kim Rogne, K-I-M-R-O-G-N-E, you will pull up my YouTube channel. And I have about 20 videos out there. And they're unique. They're different. I'm out of the box. So in some of them, one I'm dressed up as a clown and I'm doing a Halloween tip. One of them I'm doing a was the night before Christmas real estate parody. They're very, very different, but they have made, by far, out of all the marketing that I have done, they have made the biggest impact.
I mean, I run into people. I just went to a Cobrooks broker open last week, and I ran into somebody, and she said, oh, my gosh, I saved 3 of your emails. I haven't watched them yet. I mean, even if they don't watch them, I'm still making an impact, and it just makes the relationship that much better when I get to the point of us getting together and talking about recruiting. So what I've done on that is I have a TGIS Friday email that I'm sending out just about every Friday. And I don't always have content, so sometimes I'm struggling a little bit as to what to send every Friday, but at least every other Friday to create some consistency, I'm sending out an email. Now, the other advantage of it is you can pre-record it and schedule it. So, you know, if I know I'm not going to be in on a Friday, I could certainly schedule it, you know, on Tuesday. So you don't have to do it on Friday. But what it has done is it's created consistency. Everybody knows, internally for retention, externally for recruiting, that at 3 o'clock on Friday, they're going to get an email. And it is a TGIF Friday happy hour video and tip. I drink wine at the end of it. But for some reason, people think that's funny. They know I might be drinking the wine at 10 a.m. I don't know why they think it's funny, but they do. So that consistency that I've created is always a tip. So what's nice about it is the tip can go out internally as well as externally. It is not a recruiting-based video. It is specifically, you know, here's a tip on calling old expireds. Here's the 101 basics of showing a house. You know, they're fun. Sometimes they have nothing to do with real estate. Sometimes they're just about time management. Sometimes they're about doing Popeyes. Sometimes they're just about, anything and everything. And what I do is I just listen to agents in the office, and I find out what they're struggling with, and I put together a tip based on it. And then what I have learned from it, now that I've been doing this actually for a couple of years, is in the beginning I only did the video, and now I also include content. I have actually had some people say to me they like to get the content because I think it maybe depends on the person's responsibility, or their, not their responsibility, their personality, whether they want to read or watch. So even though most people like watching, sometimes they feel like they have time and they just want to read. Sometimes the video has nothing to do with the words. It's just, it is what it is, but, you know, sometimes we watch a car commercial and it has babies in it and it has nothing to do with a car.
Great. So, Kim, if I could just, so when you say that you've asked, some of them have content, that's not verbal content, but you're talking about you've written messages in there.
Yes.
That they're seeing at the same time that they're listening.
Yeah. So sometimes let's say I'm doing the top 10 basics to time management. So then I will put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and just a real quick, you know, 2 words on maybe what number one is.
Right.
But then sometimes I actually do use the profitable recruiting system, Judy. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's that information.
Right, the profitable recruiter emails.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
So, you know, like the Valentine's one talked about the mm-hmm. history of Valentine's Day, I think.
Right.
And then my video was about getting cheap Valentine's gifts at Walgreens and Pick and Save. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it had nothing. I mean, it was, again, that one was not even real estate related or business related. It was just a funny one.
Right. Perfect.
So those really have a big impact. The number one thing I guess I hear from people, whether it's agents that are looking to implement BombBomb or somebody else, in their fear of moving forward with doing the videos is, I don't know what to do, or I don't know how to do a video, or what sort of special equipment do I need. I use no special equipment. My broker has not bought a green room for me, and I have asked them to. I still don't have one. I have nothing special. I literally am recording, I would say 90% of the time, I'm recording it just right on my screen. When you go into BombBomb, you click the video, it says record video, either upload or record one now, and that's all I'm doing. And nothing special at all. I have no background on anything that I'm doing. The BombBomb also has in there to help you move forward with that fear. They have what's called a challenge, where they have 10 templates already set for you. You don't need to think about it, and you're just uploading the video, and it gets you to do it. The number one thing, just like anything, it's just like when we talk to our agents. It's just like when we say you need to call expires or you need to hold an open house or whatever it is. You just have to do it. I will tell you this in the beginning. It probably took me 2 hours because I was analyzing what I looked like, what the lighting looked like, what the background looked like. I mean, it took a while for me to get it. Just like any new product that you use, I now, when I do them, I have no script, and it literally takes me 3 takes and I'm done. So, but it took time, you know, to kind of figure it out. The videos, keep it simple and short. I'm very, very bad at keeping the video short. They say, whoever they are, they should be less than a 1 minute. If you look on my YouTube channel, you'll see my videos are anywhere from 2 to 3 minutes. So I'm trying to cut the time down, but they're supposed to be short.
So 3 minutes is the ideal time frame.
Well, I mean, I think that's pushing it. I mean, what I would do is think about when you receive a video, how quickly you click off of it.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly what's happening. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's fun. I would say just have fun with it. Be yourself. Be real when you're recruiting. Just like what Judy says, if they don't like you or know you, they're not going to come work for you. So this is a really great way for them to get to know you and like you. And it makes it much easier when you call them because they feel like they already know you.
Perfect. Good. Let's ask to open it up for if you, I think most of you are on mute, which means that you've hit *6 to block out your background noise. Go ahead and hit *6 again if you'd like to ask him a question, and that'll open up your line so you can ask her a question yourself.
Kim, I have a question. This is Christy.
Yeah.
Do you use BombBomb as your main form of contact management?
So do you mean like a CRM system? Is that what you mean?
Well, so I use Constant Contact, but would BombBomb replace Constant
yes.
Contact?
Yes, it would. Because everything that you can do in Constant Contact, you can do in BombBomb and more because they're video-based. But you can always, within BombBomb, like if they have a square where you would insert a video, you can literally click on that square and delete it.
Okay.
So, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it seems to be cheaper as well than Constant Contact.
I don't know. What is Constant Contact now? Like $40 a month
something? Yeah, I think I'm paying $50 a month for it, like $48 a month or something. So depending on, obviously, your number of contacts.
Right.
I mean, you can get up to 2,500 contacts for $37 a month.
Okay.
So it's definitely added benefit there.
Right, right. I would say it's either cheaper and or the same, but has the tool to be able to put video in. I mean, you can put video in any email. I mean, any YouTube video you create or MP4, whatever it is you create, you can put the links in there. But the difference is anytime you have the link, that's the higher likelihood that it will go into spam. So this isn't in a link. It's an actual hit the play button. It's very similar to like YouTube.
Right.
And I think that's really important too. So if you didn't catch that, you know, a lot of times your stuff is going into spam, but you're using it in such a way that that's not happening, right?
Right, right, right.
Hey, Kim, this is Graham.
Yes, Graham.
Do you use just the screen and mic on your laptop, or have you tried using your iPad, like out in the field or something?
Yeah, I've done both. I mean, on all my planned videos that I do weekly, my TGIF Friday, that is on my computer. I don't even have a separate mic, Graham. I mean, I'm nothing. I mean, it's just I'm using the screen on my laptop.
Okay.
I have recorded videos on my iPad or my iPhone, like in my car. Let's say I meet somebody for coffee. I think it looks kind of cool, you know. I'm sitting there and I'm like, hey, we just left. I'm still sitting in the parking lot thinking about you. It's a little bit more cumbersome because then you have to upload it to BombBomb. So you have to know a little bit of technology. I will say this. What you can do from any device, and this does get a little technical when you're talking about iPhone or iPad, you can upload any video to YouTube, okay? So once you create your own YouTube channel, then once it's in YouTube, you can get it onto BombBomb very easily.
Wonderful.
So, and I will say this with BombBomb, their customer service is outstanding. They're people that answer the phone, and they have training, and right now they're large enough that they have the resources, but they're not big enough that they're not doing customer service one-on-one, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Good questions here. Other questions for Kim?
So, well, I do have a skinny. I do have a skinny tip because.
Oh,
I mean,
great! Perfect.
I don't want to do, but I don't. I don't want to look like I have three chins in my video. So,
give us some skinny tips. I'm sure everybody there would love to have your skinny tips. They probably didn't even know they exist.
Oh yeah, that might be a video coming out soon. A tip for everybody: the skinny tip. So yeah, if you tilt your screen, like if you're doing it on a laptop, if you actually tilt it down a little bit. That is a skinny tip. And then you should have lighting behind you, not in front of you. So that one I got from a photographer. So
great. And you can also have your screen up because with any camera, when it's coming down at you, just
yes.
In general, it's going to make you look thinner. So I didn't think about that for the BombBomb videos. That's great, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's
great.
An important tip.
How about recruiting tips for Kim? I mean, Kim's an awesome full-time recruiter. She does it every day. She's great on the phone. Anyone want to ask Kim just a recruiting question or a recruiting tip? No?
Yeah, I have one quick question, Graham, again. Hey, Kim, what's some of the best little lumpy things you've done? What's have you had the best comments on?
Oh, okay. Let me think about this for a second.
Other than the wine.
Yeah, I know. And seriously, yeah, everybody asked me. The last one I did, I had like an aerator on my wine bottle. So I got like three replies where people were like, hey, where did you get that aerator? Really? Really? That's what you got out of the whole video? Let's see. I did a compass once, a tiny, like, cheap compass, and you can actually even get these at the dollar store. And I don't remember what the postcard said, but something like, this is the right direction for you, or something like that. But it was just a small, little dollar store, cheap plastic compass.
Mm-hmm.
That was an easy one. I haven't really done that many.
How about you're the one that always talk about the soap and
candy bars
and things like that.
So really, honestly, a lot of times it's just about listening. Really, really, really listening and hearing what people say, which I'm not an expert at. I mean, I'm getting better. I think we all get better the longer we're in this recruiting position because in the beginning all we're worrying about is our next dialogue that we're going to, our next objection handling technique. I'm going to pull that one out of my back pocket. But if we really listen and be creative about it, I had somebody say to me once, oh, Kim, I'd love to meet with you, but I'm working full time. I have four kids. I barely even have time to take a shower. I don't have time to meet with you. So I sent her a bar of soap. And said, I hope this helps you find time to take a shower. You know, and then the next time I called her, I'm like, hey, you know, you were able to make a joke about it. I mean, as Judy always says, this job is so hard to begin with. It's so hard. But we need to learn to not take it so seriously because that's
right.
How we can get in with the 80% of those that are emotional, that are in real estate, are receptive to that sort of, you know, those sort of comments. They feel, you know, like, wow, she was really listening to me, and this is unique. Just like someone.
Yeah, anything you do also, humor breaks tension. So right. You always think in terms of even in closing situations or on the phone, if you can use humor and kind of break that tension, you're going to get through.
Right. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get that one guy I'm working on recruiting, Judy, the Mike Kwiatkowski guy. But, I mean, we have already met. Now, he's very analytical, so maybe this wasn't the right thing to say, but I don't really care. We met, and I said, wow, I have been dating you longer than my husband now. It's not like five times already. What else is there to analyze? So I don't know if it was right given his personality, but that's my personality, and it helped me feel better as well. So I don't know.
And you have been dating him longer than your husband.
Right.
It's
right.
Like that. You have been courting him longer than you've been dating.
I know.
Great.
So.
Good job. Other questions, recruiting questions?
I have one other about BombBomb.
Great, perfect.
Kim, on BombBomb, are you able to make notes on each contact so you can kind of keep track of, you know, when you spoke with them, when you called them, if you set up an interview?
No, because this is Chrissy, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not really using BombBomb as a full contact management system. I have something separate. I'm only using it for emails. Like, are you right now, you had asked about Constant Contact. Are you using that to, like, put notes in and stuff like that?
Yeah, I use Constant Contact. You know, like, if I call, I put it in there. If I send a letter, I put it in there what the letter was, and I save all my letters.
Yeah.
So I can look back and say, okay, that's what I sent them. If, you know, if I talk to them or if a new agent and I know they're going to take their state test, then I'll put it in there.
That's really interesting. Yeah. No, I don't know if you can. That's a good question. I'll look. I'll shoot an email. I do know that there's a whole section where you can put more information, you know, but I don't use it that way, so I don't know. Maybe you can. I'll check and let you know.
Okay.
They do have a free trial for 30 days, from my understanding. It's like something like that. I think that they do. Like, I think it's pretty minimal, though. Like, you can only have 200 contacts in there or something. But I want to say that they have a free trial for a short period of time.
Okay, yeah. I was just, while you were chatting, I was looking at it. So I think they're going to do a demo, so I'll check it out.
Okay. Yeah, and everything in your Constant Contact, you would be able to export and import. So wouldn't lose any of it. All of those data management. Not data management, but all of those systems allow you to export it to Excel, and then BombBomb will let you import it from Excel.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, here's the other thing. The other thing that I like, too, is if for some reason, and this is a little Remax-ish, but if for some reason you want to invite some recruits, let's say, to a webinar, like even Judy, the stuff that you do, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, anytime that you click on a link, so let's say you want to invite them to a webinar, you can copy and paste that link and, you know, like, click here, join the webinar. You'll know if somebody clicked on it. So, like,
that's
in
true.
Our area in Remax, we actually have once a month, our region does a 30 minutes with Remax webinar. They do it. I don't do it. The region does it. So I'll send it to my recruits through BombBomb. And then I know if somebody clicked on the webinar link, so I'll know if they attended the webinar. That's the other really nice part about it.
Right. And anytime, and you mentioned this earlier, Kim, that, you know, it's when you're doing your BombBomb videos and you can go in there and see how many times they've clicked on it, it just kind of tells you that they're looking, and it makes that call so much easier because it's a little sneaky, but you know, and they don't necessarily think about the fact that you can see. And, you know, when they have clicked on it 6, 7, 8 times, sometimes what that means is they've actually even sent it. They're showing it to other people, going back, reading again, you know. And if they forward it on, would that still look as though that one person is just looking at it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So okay. it definitely shows a level of interest there that's good to know.
Yeah. Right. And I like the whole hyperlink thing because it's a sneaky way to get it through, like I said.
Right.
Texting it or Facebook messaging it.
For sure.
They teach you how to text it if you get the program.
Yeah.
I kind of missed. I was kind of lost for a second there when you were trying to explain that.
Right. I mean, it's literally an easy way of explaining it is when you get the email and you even click on that, it opens up a new page in your email, or on your internet, I should say, right? That has its own what they call a hyperlink, the HTTP, www.bombbombkimrogany, I don't even know, whatever it says. What happens is they create one for you within the system. It's much, much shorter that you can copy, paste, and or like obviously in a text, you're going to physically type it. So what I'll always do is I'll physically type it and send it to myself and then click on it, make sure it works, and then I'll copy and paste it from myself on my text. Yeah, but it's right in there. They create it right for you. It's right in the template. So it's really easy.
Hey, Kim.
Yep.
Hey, this is Morgan from Lexington, Kentucky with Remax Creative Realty, and I have a question for you.
Yes.
We worship at the Church of BombBomb, as we say around here. We use it for recruiting, retention. We have a lot of fun with it. We send out the Remax National Housing Report and all that good
stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, we do everything. But a problem that we're running into is with SPF records, because my broker and one of our sales managers have, you know, janice@janicemuller.com type email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
So any of the messages they're sending out through BombBomb are populating in people's spam inboxes. And so I just wanted to know how much trouble you're having with that, because I know they're getting ready to cut off third-party vendors like Gmail, too. I'm on a first-name basis with customer service over there at BombBomb, and we had a lot of discussions about it. So how much trouble are you having with that?
Yeah, that's a really good point, and I'm sad to hear what you just said about Gmail, because, I mean, internally here, we recommend that people use Gmail. I mean, it can be a problem, but it will be with any third-party email provider, whether it's MailChimp, Constant Contact, or whatever. Yeah, that would be like a technical question for BombBomb. What did they say about that?
There's a workaround for some of those things, but again, when people have email, you know, you have your three tabs. You've got your inbox, your social, and your promotions, and all third-party emails populate in promotions, which many people, because as my broker says, realtors don't read, many people don't even check that tab. They don't even know it exists.
Yeah.
So I'm worried about the percentage of things that aren't actually making it to the end, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's definitely, and I think that happens sometimes with when I'm trying to recruit somebody, whether it's a like an independent broker here locally, they have their email on their own server. So I have a real big, I have a hard time getting through to there. But I'll know if they don't open it, and like I said, then I'll just text it or whatever. But obviously we're not going to do that to hundreds of people. I mean, that would be insane.
Yeah. Next suggestion, though. That's a great one.
I mean, but you have to do it individually, and you're texting a hyperlink, and are they going to open it? You know, do they think it's spam on their phone as well? I mean, I don't know if you can do group messaging out of Facebook, or I don't know how you could do it, but,
Interesting. Okay.
What? Well, maybe we'll have to talk offline, Morgan. I'd be interested to hear what BombBomb said about Gmail.
Yeah, sure. And I can actually answer one of Chrissy's questions, too. You can add a custom notes field, but it's basically a text box. There's nothing fancy about it, so it's just going to be text forever.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, but is it like, have you ever used Constant Contact?
We've used iContact and MailChimp.
So that with Constant Contact, like it just, you type it in and then it just auto, you know, it puts the date in. So then it's by date. So you can scroll down on your notes list and see, you know, what notes you put in on what day. So is it like that? I guess you could just type the date in front of it. If it's just on.
Yeah, you would have to. It's not that advanced yet. You'd have to just type it.
Yeah. Like just a box. That's all it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Box.
Gotcha.
So. Perfect. Good. Any other questions? And thank you so much, Chrissy and Morgan, for adding some tips as well. So I was not aware, Morgan, that you guys are using BombBomb as much as you are. So that's great.
Judy, I'll have to send you a link to our YouTube channel. We do a lot of stuff. We have a lot of fun.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll be excited.
Great.
Yeah,
can I share
Judy,
that
would
with
you send that out? Yeah, would you share that with us?
Sure. I'll share that with you.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just send that to me and I'll share it with everyone.
Okay.
Perfect. Anything else? Any last-minute comments, Kim, from you or from anyone else, or any last-minute questions?
Nope. I just, like anybody who wants to create video, you just got to do it, not be afraid of it, not analyze it, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm. And be patient, realizing
right.
that initially it's going to take you a little bit more time.
Right.
But once you get the hang of it, then it sounds like it's pretty easy.
Right.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for being our special guest today on our call. And thank each one of you for being on today's call. And we'll look forward to seeing you next March. We've got one more week of the Blitz left. And so we're going to be announcing our winners at the end of this week. We have lots of people with 3 hires and 1 with 4. So great, great month of February for recruiting. Sounds great. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. I'll see you next month. Bye-bye.